Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, the Special Criminal Court has ruled that the former Sinn Féin councillor Jonathan Dowdall can give evidence against Gerard Hutch in his trial for murder. Mr Hutch has pleaded not guilty to the murder of Kinahan gangster David Byrne, who was shot dead at the Regency Hotel in Dublin in February 2016. Hutch had objected to Dowdall, his former co-accused in the case, giving evidence because his senior counsel said Dowdall had an incredibly powerful incentive to do so, as the charge of murder against him had been dropped. With more on this, we're joined now by Paul Reynolds, RTE's crime correspondent. And Paul, can you tell us firstly, why did the court rule Jonathan Dowdall's evidence is admissible?
Well, Ms Justice Tara Byrne said today that the sequencing of events, the way Jonathan Dowdall dealt with the Gardaí over a period of time, establishes that Dowdall's statement to the Gardaí about what he knew about the murder at the Regency was not given by him in return for the murder charge against him being dropped. The judge said that the DPP initially refused to drop the murder charge against Dowdall, but later determined to accept a charge of facilitating a criminal gang commit the murder of David Byrne. It was, she said, up to the DPP to decide on the charge. And she pointed out that in other cases in the Special Criminal Court where a murder charge has been preferred, pleas to other offences such as helping or facilitating a criminal gang are offered and accepted. In this case, Jonathan Dowdall had not provided a statement to the Gardaí when the DPP had determined to accept the lesser charge. So the presiding judge also said that the reality is that Dowdall could have decided not to give evidence once the DPP had accepted his plea to the lesser charge, and the court ruled it will proceed to hear the evidence of Jonathan Dowdall. It also rejected a defence second complaint concerning the lack of electronic recording of the encounters that took place between Dowdall and the Gardaí. Ms Justice Byrnes said that the court disagreed with this assertion, as a lot of documentation had been generated from the meetings between Dowdall, his wife and the Gardaí. Notes were taken, there were emails, and she said while this issue is not without difficulty, it is not of a magnitude that results in unfairness, that's such that a witness should not be called.
And the presiding judge also wasn't happy today with what she called external agencies.
Yeah, Ms Justice Tara Byrnes was highly critical of the fact that the court has not yet been told whether or not Jonathan Dowdall is in the witness protection programme. The most recent information is that the former Sinn Féin councillor was being assessed for the programme, but the state was unable to give the court an update today. I'm giving out, the judge said. I'm not one bit happy that this is the position you find yourself in, the presiding judge said to the prosecuting counsel Sean Galan, who handed in a letter to the court. He also said that they were, quote, budgeting to have Jonathan Dowdall give his evidence next Monday. But the presiding judge said that the three judges were ready to take Mr Dowdall's evidence today, and that she wanted the court's displeasure to be conveyed to, quote, the appropriate authorities. It's just not good enough that we are not using court time appropriately, she said to Mr Galan. I'm astonished that you find yourself in this position. External authorities need to realise that we are the people holding a trial here. She also said that she was not blaming Mr. Galan, but said that if the matter was not resolved, the court could hear, quote, evidence from the person who could give an answer as to why the three judges were not being informed about Jonathan Dowdall's status as a protected witness.
All right, Paul Reynolds, thank you very much for joining us.